Well, a long time. We finally got you wrangled back in the studio, Mr. Brian Roll. I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah, it has been a while.
You are a busy, busy dude. I know that. And doing some great work out there. I've been kind of keeping tabs on you a little bit. For those that don't remember, Brian is the wildlife biologist for Marquette County and part of Alger County. And super happy to have you here. Let's talk some wildlife.
Sure.
So let's start with our bird situation right now. And I kind of would like to tell you what I'm hearing anecdotally across the UP. Eastern UP, very dismal for grouse. Woodcock numbers good. Central UP, spotty for grouse, but okay. Large broods this year. Woodcock numbers great. Western UP is phenomenal for both. And I'm wondering if you're hearing anything that you can kind of elaborate on for the Central UP.
Well, certainly for the Central UP, I can tell you my own experiences as I'm out there, and I agree. I'm seeing lots of woodcock, and the grouse, okay, much better than last year, but still not what I would like to see out there. I'm getting in that 2 to 2.5 per hour kind of flush rates with grouse. I know some folks have said they're a little bit higher if you get in the prime habitat. But, you know, those years of 3 or 4 years ago when you were getting, you know, 4 birds an hour pretty much anywhere you went just aren't there.
Hmm. Is it unusual? Because I just don't remember ever running into broods. For instance, on opening day, September 15th, ton of foliage. I didn't even shoot a bird, to tell you the truth, because I ran into this brood of young grouse with short tail feathers that wouldn't even fly on me. So I didn't even do any shooting, but there was 9 birds in that brood.
And other folks have been telling me the same thing. Unfortunately for me, I haven't been finding those big broods, but I've been hearing it across the board. So we must have had some really good hatch success. Maybe even these are second broods that are maybe the first nest failed or for whatever reason. We did have a good stretch of weather through there when it was drier, and we did have a decent warm weather. So it just, you know, that's going to vary from year to year. I'm glad we're seeing it. Hopefully that means that's going to be more adults making it into next year. So, you know, if you believe in the whole cycle thing, 2021 is when we should actually peak again.
Really?
Yep.
I just don't know if that's the case anymore. I've seen so many just anomalies to that formula.
There is. But, you know, seeing it in the West UP is kind of telling us, you know, because usually Minnesota sees it first and then Wisconsin and then Michigan. So it kind of is lining up, if it holds true, that 2021 will be a peak again. But I've seen that blown out of the water, too. So that's a tough thing to go. But some folks, you know, really prescribe to it.
Well, you could even prescribe to that based on what we're seeing just in the UP, Western UP, unbelievable. Although I always just felt like that was because I had such a tremendous amount of habitat for rough grouse.
I mean, you know, across the whole Central and Western UP, we do have. I mean, we are a destination place for out-of-state hunters. And, you know, prime example, I snuck into one, I thought, my secret spot last weekend, and there was a truck from Tennessee there.
Oh.
So, I guess not that hard to find.
Oh, man. That's just a bummer to hear that. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's a wonderful problem to have.
Yeah, it is. Such great hunting. We are the number one state for producers and takers of woodcock in the country, and we're number two for rough grouse.
So. Wow. Is Pennsylvania or Wisconsin number one for rough grouse?
Wisconsin is number one.
Well, that's nice to have them as our neighbors then. Bleed over a little bit. Okay, so I would like to talk a little bit now about how to approach grouse and woodcock hunting. And one thing I noticed this year is we've had so much moisture this fall that I'm finding woodcock and grouse in the same type of habitat a lot of times.
They are. You know, the ground moisture is up. I'm seeing the exact same things. You know, I hunt with a dog, so, you know, a lot of times I try to avoid the woodcock because I'm, you know, want to get after the grouse, and there you're finding a woodcock in what I would call traditional grouse habitat. You know, typically grouse like a little bit thicker stand, as opposed to woodcock like a little bit more open and a little bit wet, but I see a lot of overlap, you know, and pretty soon we're going to start getting congregating birds. They're going to get into those pretty much prime woodcock spots.
You're talking about flight birds?
Right. We don't really get a migratory woodcock because Lake Superior is a big barrier for them. But we do get birds that will group up in prime habitat right before when they do migrate south. And so you will start to see some of that kind of stuff happening.
Okay. All right, Brian, I really appreciate it, and I'd like to continue to talk with you later this hour, get into deer, and if we have time, a little moose talk.
Sure, no problem.
Wildlife biologist for the Department of Natural Resources, Brian Roll. And if you stick around, we'll continue this conversation later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.